If you've been listening to the news this week, you've probably heard this man.
We must solve the Rubik's Cube of Afghanistan.
Among public policy experts, Frederick Starr is a very hot Central Asia scholar. We carried his comments twice this week. He estimates he's been interviewed 200 times in the last month, reporters calling from London and Paris and Moscow. He's got a contract with the Pentagon to rewrite its basic study on Afghanistan. Pretty busy, huh? Talking to Fred Starr a few days ago, I learned that last Sunday, when the bombing campaign started and people like us were looking for him, he wasn't here. He was in Europe with his band, the Louisiana Repertory Jazz Ensemble, playing early New Orleans style. He founded the group 20 years ago.
We wanted to play the classic music of the city of New Orleans in absolutely original formats, period instruments, and all this lost music that no one was playing. And we assembled the best and most fanatical players in the city. And we initially did this just because we wanted to hear it. Then a Japanese television company, the second night we played in public, came and did a big thing. Then the Swedes followed, and suddenly it became a big deal, and it's thrived ever since.
Do your colleagues there, or do the diplomats you talk to, do they know you're a jazz musician?
Most don't. I really try to keep them apart.
How is it possible for you to balance these two things?
I don't play tennis.
What he does play is clarinet and saxophone. He started professionally at age 14 in Cincinnati, up the steamboat line, he says, from New Orleans.
Still in the 50s, there was a class of old musicians, white and black, who were river players. And I was lucky to sort of tap in on that. That's how I became addicted to this music. But then there's this movement in classical music to perform on period instruments. And, well, we at a certain point decided that we really had to do that to get the lost sound. And so we all switched to, you know, pea shooter trombone, wonderful cornets, which are so much warmer sounding. I play what's called an Albert system clarinet, which is totally extinct except in the Balkans, I believe. We have devoted 20 years to enabling people to hear what has been a lost music.
These are not amateur musicians. One authoritative music resource, the Penguin Books Guide to Jazz, has given its highest rating to a repertory jazz ensemble recording. For two decades, everyone in the band has made a living entirely from playing. Everyone except for Fred Starr.
One of the keys for us is that this was all dance music. And we began by playing many years for dancers in New Orleans. And these were the old-timers who had danced to the old bands. And they are the ones who really knew what was right and what was wrong. And when we had it right, they'd tell us. And we had it wrong, they'd tell us.
Where did you go to play?
We played over the years for the same parties and gatherings, often the same people and families for which the great bands played 75 years ago. And invariably, there would be someone who would come up and say, well, you know, you were just playing New Orleans Wiggle. I heard Armand Piron's orchestra play that first in 1919. Of course, our inevitable reaction would be to swell with pride, you know, and say, aren't we wonderful? But they'd often say, well, you're playing it too fast. And they'd straighten us out, you know, or your rhythms, that old band, the Piron Orchestra, syncopated. They put it very frontally, and, And always with a very gracious smile, but we had to pick up the cue. All of us feel if push came to shove, musically, we'd put anything else aside for the sake of this band.
You are a consultant to the Department of Defense on Central Asia?
Yes.
You help the State Department on Central Asia?
We talk frequently, yeah.
Do you consult with foreign governments on Central Asia?
Very often, yes.
And this must be the single most busy time professionally in your life. And still, last week, you got on a plane and flew to Europe to play with your band.
Well, if you're saying, isn't this a bit irresponsible, my answer is possibly. But look, you don't have an opportunity every day to give a major formal concert in Salzburg in Austria, attended by this incredible musical audience there. And so I left, took off the last minute, flew over, played the concert, got up at 5 the next morning and returned.
When are you playing again?
Saturday.
Dr. Frederick Starr of the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies in Washington, where he's chairman of the Central Asia Caucasus Institute. You can find him tomorrow night in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where he'll be blowing with the Louisiana Repertory Jazz Ensemble. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.